Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 81. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our low around 58. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our high nearing 84 before a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night. Otherwise partly cloudy with our low around 61. Some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Friday. Otherwise sunshine with our high nearing 84. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 32-year-old Topeka woman is now behind bars after a canine with Topeka Police Department alerted authorities to methamphetamine in her car. According to a report from the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, a deputy conducted the traffic stop shortly before 11 p.m. Monday night when they saw a car with no taillights near Southwest Topeka Boulevard and Southwest 7th Street. The Sheriff's Office says that a Topeka Police Department canine unit was investigating the vehicle and methamphetamine was found. The driver of the vehicle, Tiffany S. Luthy, 32 of Topeka, was promptly taken into custody. Luthy was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. The Geary County Food Pantry is having a hard time finding enough food for everyone who needs it, so they're in need of donations now more than ever. The pantry serves food insecure people three times a week, with families typically getting a box full of food each month. The pantry manager says that staff served about 465 people in March, and now they're currently helping over 700 people each month. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The U.S. Department of Justice said on Monday that Universal Helicopters Incorporated, a private helicopter flight instructor training company, and Dodge City Community College agreed to pay $7.5 million to settle allegations that they violated the False Claims Act about a helicopter flight instructor training program jointly run by the pair. The DOJ noted that the VA provided financial aid as part of the post-9/11 GI Bill. However, the U.S. alleged that from 2013 to 18, the pair made or caused false statements to the VA regarding enrollment in the program in order to gain VA funding. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will sign a proclamation on Wednesday, August 24th, to designate September as Kansas Preparedness Month. To remind Kansans to be prepared for natural and man-made emergencies, the Kansas Department of Emergency Management is partnering with numerous local, state, and federal agencies and community emergency response organizations to present Kansas Preparedness Day on Monday, September 12th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A couple is facing child abuse allegations following an incident at Lake Maloney Campground. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said around 12:33 p.m. on August 13th, deputies responded to a suspicious activity report at Kansas Point Campground at Lake Maloney, south of North Platte. The reporting party told deputies that a 7-month-old infant in their care had suspicious bruising. Following further investigation, deputies established probable cause to arrest Kyle Tatlow on suspicion of felony child abuse for allegedly biting the baby. Trisha Tadlow was cited for misdemeanor child abuse and false reporting. The Nebraska State Patrol has completed the Stop Speeding Before It Stops You campaign that ran from July 20th through August 14th. Throughout the campaign, troopers issued more than 1,700 speeding citations across the state. 72 of those were for drivers speeding at or above 100 miles per hour. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Think big this school year. As your child gets ready for a new school year, think beyond shopping for a bigger backpack or a bigger pair of shoes. You may also need to upgrade to bigger speeds for your home's internet connection. Blue Valley Technologies offers A-plus internet plans. Existing customers, bump your speed and get a $50 bill credit. New customers, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net for more information today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner Keith Bramhall and County Health Nurse Cheryl Scala met last week with an architect from AHRS Construction at 600 Broadway to discuss future plans for the health department. Estimates will be prepared for the future of the department, with options to include new construction at the location or rebuilding the existing structure, which was significantly damaged by the June 11th tornado, which also took off the roof. Marshall County Commissioners will meet August 29th with the architect and construction manager at risk for the jail project, hoping to get more information regarding project costs and financing options. Washington County Commissioners spoke with the county attorney at last week's meeting regarding ways to fund countywide ambulance service. Commissioners canvassed ballots from the primary election. Turnout for the primary election was 50% of registered voters in both Marshall and Washington counties. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. An injury accident involving two motorcycles was reported Friday evening shortly before 8 p.m. in Blue Springs. Ronnie Rainey, age 56, and William Rainey, age 33, were following each other and lost control on gravel on East Broad Street. Ronnie Rainey was taken by life flight to a Lincoln hospital. William Rainey was transported to the Beatrice Hospital. The eastbound lane of U.S. 36 through Washington is closed. Eastbound traffic diverted to the center lane of the highway with road signs, barriers, and signage as construction work continues. Kansas Department of Transportation urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. Caution is also urged as students return to school. Area classes began this week, and students will be returning to school, sometimes going new routes and not always attentive to traffic. Slow down, especially around school zones, and be advised to watch out for cross traffic.
Today, there's so many ways to reach someone. You can pick up the phone. You can Facebook them. And before that first blind date, you may want to Google them.
Oh, girl, you did not set me up with...
But anymore, probably the most convenient way is to email them. It's fast, it's easy, and if you're already communicating with your friends and family that way, why not knock out some banking while you're at it? eStatements from United Bank and Trust allows you the convenience of receiving an email notification letting you know when your monthly bank statement is prepared and ready to be viewed. Then all it takes is a visit to United Bank and Trust's secure online banking website to view your statement. From there, you can print it, store it, or do what you want with it. It's all up to you and takes only minutes. Plus, your statement arrives sooner, and we're talking the day after it's cut. Bank the easy way, bank the fast way, and bank the green way with eStatements from United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Herschel L. Dalsing, 70 of Milton Vale, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 8th. A rosary and funeral service will be held Friday, August 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to service time at the church. Burial will be in the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of services for Herschel Dalsing.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, it's chicken, rice, peas and carrots, and plums. Tomorrow, smothered pork chops, mashed potatoes, California blend, and cherry fluff.
Imagine the sight, sound, and excitement of an 800-member marching band. Experience the spectacular event, Marching with the Pride, when the K-State Marching Band performs their pregame and halftime shows Friday, August 19th at 7 p.m. at the Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School. The event culminates with hundreds of area band students joining the Marching Wildcats on the field for a captivating marching exhibition. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and the Landall Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer today, some sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Thursday as well with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 66. Record low of 52. Sunset this evening, 8:21. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42. Night before last, we received just at 2 inches of rain here at the studios in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 17th of August. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior. Senior Care.com.
Kimbrel blows it. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Red Hot Dodgers, winners of 13 of their last 14, were trying to make it two in a row over the Brewers in Milwaukee. Bottom 11, Dodgers up 4-3, two out, but bases loaded. Craig Kimbrel looking to close things out against Victor Caratini.
Hit in the air, right center field, coming on his Betts. It's going to drop in front of him. McCutchen will score. Around third is Renfro. Here's the throw. The Brewers walk off the Dodgers.
Call on WTMJ. Brewers over the Dodgers, 5-4. The surging White Sox made it two in a row over the Astros. Neither starter figured in the decision. The Sox played it two in the seventh to tie it at three. Then more eighth inning magic from Yoan Moncada.
Swing and a bloop into center for a base hit. Engel scores. Moncada gets it done again.
Len Casper with the call on WMVP. That would hold up. 4-3 White Sox the final. Nestor Cortez was on the bump trying to help the slumping Yankees get a win against the Rays, but Randy Arozarena said no.
Swing and a fly ball down the left field line. Back at it goes Benintendi to the wall, and it is gone!
The call on WDAE, a Rosarena's three-run bomb was all the Rays needed as they beat New York again 3-1. New York finally got a run across to break a 22-inning scoreless streak. A battle of the birds in Toronto, Blue Jays hosting the Orioles. Baltimore was down 2-0 until the fifth when Cedric Mullins and Adley Rutschman went back-to-back to tie the game. In the next frame, Ramon Urias stepped up to the dish.
1-0. Urias swings, sends a fastball to left center field, and splits the defense. Home comes Taran Vavra. The Orioles take a 3-2 lead. Ramon Urias stays hot with runners in scoring position.
The call on 98 Rock. The Orioles would add another run in the sixth and hold on to beat the Blue Jays 4-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Make this the summer with Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. A new Jeep Grand Cherokee awaits you with 0% financing available. Schedule a test drive today and find out for yourself how the Grand Cherokee answers the demands of every day and every new adventure. New and used Chrysler Jeep and Dodge cars and trucks with this area's best selection at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden yesterday signed the Inflation Adjustment Act, a bill that includes billions of dollars for USDA conservation programs. Brooke Appleton, National Corn Grower Vice President of Public Policy, says through the legislation, Congress and the administration recognize that farmer voluntary climate smart ag practices are an important part of addressing climate change. The law allocates $19.9 billion in funding for USDA's conservation programs and $1 billion for additional conservation technical assistance. To advance biofuels, the legislation includes $500 million for infrastructure for greater market deployment of higher blends of biofuels and new tax credits based on carbon reduction to incentivize clean fuels like biofuels and ethanol and new sustainable aviation fuel. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan welcomed the president's signature on the bill, saying we are equipping farmers, foresters, and rural communities with the tools they need to be part of the climate solution while boosting the economic success at the same time. Ag exports from Ukraine down 46% this year compared to last. That according to Ukraine's Ag Ministry. So far, Ukraine has exported 2.65 million metric tons of grain during the 22-23 growing season. Grain exports for 21-22 ending June 30th rose 8.5% to 48.5 million metric tons, driven by strong shipments before Russia invaded Ukraine. Since exports have stalled because the Black Sea ports were closed off, driving fears of higher food prices and even shortages. However, those ports were unblocked last month and Ukraine began exporting products. Ukraine could harvest up to 50 million metric tons of grain this year compared to 86 million in 2021. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
This is John Klein with the Manhattan Commission Company with some special consignments of fall calving cows and bred heifers to be selling this Friday, August the 19th at 11 a.m. We will have 80 fancy black and a few black white face fall calving first calf heifers. They're bred to proven Cavanese semi-Angus bulls. They're due to start calving September 1 for a 60-day calving period. There'll be 22 black and red baldy cows, 3 to 6 years old. They'll have semi-Angus or Hertfordshire, 2 to 4-week-old calves by sign. We'll have 48 fully black and a few red baldy cows, 3 to 6 years old. They're fall calving cows, bred to semi-Angus or Hereford bulls, start calving late August through September. Also, selling afterwards will be a good run of stalker cattle. For more information or pictures of these special consignments of cattle, selling this Friday, August 19th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 785-776-4815 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday to you for the middle of the week. Markets opening up in just a bit. Yesterday's trend for Tuesday was about the same as what we had seen from Monday, with grains a little bit lower overall. Livestock was kind of mixed on the board. at the end of trading. We'll see what's in store for us for day number three. In the corn market, we saw just a slow trickle downward yesterday with a lot of red on the board. A September corn finished up 15 and 3/4 cents lower at 6.11 even a bushel. December corn was down by 18 cents at 6.10 and a quarter of a cent. In the wheat market, September KC wheat finished yesterday 11 cents down, sitting at 8.71 and 3/4. December was down by 11 and 3/4 to 8.73 and a quarter. Over in the soybean market, we saw the biggest hits there again yesterday as they try to correct from yesterday or from last week with some big gains on the board. September soybeans were down 39 and 3/4 cents on the day yesterday to 14.54 and a quarter. November was down by 31 and a quarter cent to 13.81 even. In the meal market, September soybean meal was down 16.30, sitting at 435.90, with the October down 9.90 at $400.70. In the oil market, September soybean oil also down $1.10 to 67.84. Cotton market, Monday they saw near $5 gains. Yesterday they saw some gains again, with October cotton up 2.81, sitting at 122 and a quarter. December was up $3.26, finishing at 116.85. And the oats market was slightly lower yesterday. September oats were down 18.5 cents to 441.75. Livestock market saw mostly higher numbers for the cattle, a little bit lower in the lean hogs overall. We'll see what's in store again today. August live cattle was up $1.55, sitting at 141.30. October was in the green by $1.87 to 145.67. Feeder cattle saw some decent gains. August up $1.60 to 181.52. September was up $2.47 to 185.47. Lean hogs were slightly lower, with October down $4 at 96.57.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Who is building mysterious mounds in the wetlands of South America? Investigators have finally nailed the slippery suspect.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 17th, the 229th day of the year. Actor Robert De Niro has a birthday, and this was the final day of the Woodstock Music Festival in 1969. For years, scientists have been puzzled by mysterious mounds in the tropical wetlands of South America. The individual mounds, up to 16 feet in diameter, often grow together to form landscape-altering hills. After studying the chemical makeup and using satellite imagery, it's been determined the mounds were constructed by, get this, earthworms. The worms feed in nearby saturated soil, then wiggle to the mounds to shed their castings and building towers in the process. They're literally making mountains out of worm poop. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too. Now, during this challenging season, with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up, MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 62 with sunshine this morning. Highs around 80 forecast today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Wichita Wind Surge broke their season high for runs after they defeated the Tulsa Drillers 17-4 Tuesday night behind a career-best 10 strikeouts from starting pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson. Richardson recorded the win for the Wind Surge after tying the season high from a Wind Surge pitcher this season for strikeouts. The Wind Surge pitching staff recorded the franchise-high 20 strikeouts, the most by a team in the Texas League this season. Kansas State women's basketball is continuing to round out its roster heading into the 2022-23 season. On Tuesday, head coach Jeff Mitty announced that Sarah Shamatzi has transferred to the Wildcats from LSU. Shamatzi, a forward from France, played the last 2 years at LSU. The Wildcats entered the 2022 season 2 wins shy of 1,000 in its program history. Mitty will begin the 2022-23 season 1 victory shy of 600 in his coaching career. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow. Like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I sin, pure and sweet, American
as
Stepped outside, felt the sun on your face, seen the waters of the ocean reach so far they start to fade. Have you ever seen a mountaintop reach up and kiss the sky? That's God. Have you ever seen the wonder in the eyes of a child, or felt the way the room lights up with that tiny little smile? Witness their amazement at the simplest of things.